Riggy, we matched a higher division side tonight. A little bit unfortunate, really. I thought we were unlucky to lose. What do you make of it?
Yeah, disappointed. Unfortunately, in another game, we've just managed to fall short. But I said to the players after the game that I was really proud of their performance. I know that there's going to be an initial disappointment going out of the cup, but you know, the bigger picture, I think, is that we've again managed to rotate the squad. Harry O'Malley coming back in, Daniel Moyes coming in, Scott Sinclair going wide in preparation for Ben Seymour Shove's three-game ban, which will be coming up after tonight. Danny Watson coming in for Stuart Easton. So we made changes, and even though we'd done that, you know, the performance levels were still very, very good from the group. There was still cohesion. There was still a really good understanding. And I thought we probably, on the balance of play, should have gone in at half-time 1-0 up. And I think, you know, goals change games. I've done these interviews so many times. Yeah. And if you don't take your chances against the really good team, and, you know, the good teams at our level punish you, let alone the good teams in the league above. And Harry O'Malley's header, the one that flashed across the front of the goal when Ben Seymour Shove just couldn't get on the end of it. And then the couple of chances at the beginning of the second half. You know, if we'd taken one of them, I think I would have been confident that we could have gone on to win the game. Yeah. But look, it was a really good performance, and like I said, I think that they can be proud of the way they've played, and we'll now make sure that we prepare properly next week.
We're not far away, mate.
Look, the league is our priority. I've got to be honest, and if we take that form, that sort of performance into the league games, there won't be many teams in our league that take points off of us. And we've made a really good start. We can now focus all of our attention to the league, without the exception of the Hunt Senior Cup, which is not until March of next year, I think. So it's now an opportunity for us to knuckle down, get people back from injury, try and keep the squad fit, healthy, keep that competition for places, and really have a go at trying to keep up the form that we're in the league.
Looking good. Thank you very much.
Cheers.
Cheers, Rick.